Blog Talk Radio.
Oh shit, here we go. The Dagger, bitch. AKA 4DB with. I just reached that point in my life, you know, I realized a lot of things. I realized a lot of things ain't gonna change, a lot of things ain't gonna be the same, no matter what I do, no matter how much I push forward, no matter how much haters try to come at me, still gonna be the same. I do it like this in 2013. You people think you know me, but you only know what I allow. Niggas love my lyrics, and these bitches love my doggy style. Been here for a while, I seen many things, many scenes. Seen some people shed tears, seen some die, heard the screams. No it ain't, I wish it was, this hell on earth is really real, that's why I keep on doing. Popping pills and bottles, gotta stay up, I can't let me down. The weed grew on real trees, I burned the rainforest down. See how people play around, so why you think I'm laughing at them? Lucky I ain't blapping, since so many shots they... I ain't no stupid nigga, never wanna pull the trigger. There are those that take your life so they can make their pockets bigger. Set you up and use a flipper, never see me pay a stripper. Why you looking at her booty, niggas rush the door and get you. That's what you get, niggas thinking what you did. Pumping up these bitches' heads, thirsty niggas make me sick. I make these bitches eat a brick for talking shit all out they neck. Getting mad at me because the county playing with the check. Take a step, you standing still, but when you do, you stepping back. On your back, a booty clapping. Setting traps and niggas falling victim to that pussy power. Got you paying by the hour, acting sweet but really sour. Look at you, you love a liar, going dummy for a bitch. Kissing on the same lips, she used to suck some other dick. Trust me though, I know the strife, not just once, happened twice. Bet it all, lost it all. Yeah, right, love is just another word and bitches tell you anything. Your actions brought reactions, now a bitch ain't getting anything.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be your own. You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, they can't see.
Alone, Eli with it, walking. What? My notebook what? Is my Bible, and I'm blindly passing every test. So take your shots, I still progress. Success, I won't take nothing less. Done with all these feelings, cut the heart out of my own chest. Now I'm feeling better.
Fuck you.
And that's for whoever thought that they could tear me down. It brought me so much stormy weather. But I'm the Dagger, bitch, and 4DB's a witted nigga. Mr. Big Ol' Booty Flipper, aka. The way it has to be. These people have the audacity to try to play me like that bullshit music they download for rhapsody. But I'm glad to see that I can sleep. Dagger's gonna let them storm. When they ask me to come back, I'll say, you had a chance, so step aside. Don't wanna have to run you over. My life is like a bullet train. The conductor is a weed smoker. Plus he ain't never sober. His hawk string is positive. Schwarzenegger with it.
Come with me if you want to live.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, smoke more weed.
Because they blind and they can't see.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, they can't see. 4DB.
Bang Out Radio is now on social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Real Bang Out, and Instagram at Bang Out Radio for the most up-to-date info on our shows, artists, and models. Bang Out.
Yo, 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 what's going on? What's going on, y'all? SKE Records in the building, holding it down, and right now, I'm kicking it with my homies, The Dagger and Queen V, on West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio.
What's cracking, y'all? The Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. If you tuned in live, if you're downloading this at your own convenience, you are officially tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays with Dagger and Queen V. Queen, you good?
Of course, you already know.
All right, just make a show, just make a show. Yes, 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 it is something nice. So, again, let's handle this business as we always do straight out the gate. Shout out to the boss lady, Topaz the Shea, because, again, without Topaz creating Bang Out Radio, we wouldn't have nothing going on over here right now. So thank you, Topaz, for allowing us to keep things moving and keep things pushing, all right, for not only ourselves as well as these independent artists. And independent artists, keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending in your music, all right? Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, or you can send it to my co-host, Queen. Queen, where can they send it?
You can send it to queenvvee1991@gmail.com. Again, that is queenvvee1991@gmail.com.
There you go. And, of course, last but not least, just anybody that takes the time out of their day to spread word about the show, to talk about the show, again, to support me, to support my co-host, to support anybody that just respects reality and respects what we got trying going on, what we got going on over here. Thank you, thank you, thank you, because, again, we all are in this together. The best way to get this show cracking and keep things moving and pushing is for y'all to keep talking about the show. Tell your friends, family, coworkers, whatever. Download, share. That's all we ask y'all to do. We got everything else covered, all right? And, yeah, so let's just do it like this. We got to get into the music real quick. I see we got a few callers right now, but hold on, y'all. It's West Coast Wednesdays. We're going to get it in real quick and then be right back. I got to get things settled on my end. I got to see if I can find something to drink on real quick. About to run up this weed. And we're about to have hump nights, as usual. All right, so, Queen, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm about to pour me up a little something too. So.
For sure, for sure. So sit back, relax, pour a drink, put the kids to bed and all that good shit. And like I said, enjoy hump nights, y'all. We'll be right back.
Cause I know what to do, and yeah, you know I be a pro at it. Full play action, big dick smashing. I can please your girl to your satisfaction. I can beat it up, but never wipe you up, cause I ain't drunk enough to even do that. Take a couple shots of Patron, I'm in my zone. Figure it, fuck it, and fuck it, and figure it till you come. Big dick slayer, that's me. I'ma go all night until you weak in your knees. I make your toes curl, make your eyes roll back. Whack to that, slap to that. Do you like that? Deep stroke, short stroke. Do you want more? Do you like it fast or do you want it slow? I could be your Romeo and you my Juliet. When it comes to sex, girl, you know I need a wig. Got me dug in deep, run eyes, baby, we in between the seats. So sexy and thick, you so unique. I'm an energizer bunny, girl, you know I'm a freak. I'm a hands-on worker, so I beat the walls down. Don't eat pussy, but it still go down. I'ma beat it, I'ma beat it, I'ma beat it all around. So I beat the walls down. Call me Mike Jones, cause I had to say it twice. If it don't feel wrong, then it must feel right. Sexing all day and throughout the night. I'm in between the legs, my performance is nice. Hit her with the daddy stroke, but she want the flizz. Hands on the head, cause my shit the best. Had to jump out, cause she want the rest. All up in the stomach on my way to her. Cheers.
What you do, and it don't feel wrong, then I'ma get right to it.
The very first time that I heard your voice, lip gloss looking moist, having fantasies that you would see the man in me, never demanding me, and I would be your choice. In the game, how could I not be? I got plans to put wind bands on your hands, so sparkly and rocky, and I ain't trying to sound conceited or cocky, to put a sipper to your baby girl, you got me. Listen to a thug, I could be down with all the kisses and the hugs, prisoner of love, in a position with ambition to go evaluate my mission, looking for my one and only, and I'm wishing it was us that could be together forever, no matter the weather, struggle to bubble and get the cheddar up for the both of us. And in my time of need, instead of hitting the weed, I want you to be the only one I can approach and touch. No lie, you can't smile with no guy, so don't be I can shine like you don't know why. I just wanted to let you know that you were so fly. Every time that I see you, I get UFO high. So tell me what it is. Can a nigga give you the biz? And one day be happily married with kids? One too many cracks in my heart and blow to the rib for me to show any fear, so I don't show any tears. And I mean what I say. This ain't just game that I'm spitting. I swear it ain't all about sex. The money ain't the issue. It ain't all about checks. But I'm done with my baby mama and on to the next. Still I'm feeling blessed, cause you an angel in my sight. And I wanna treat you right and hold it down, cause I'm needing love. And I can feel the sparks heating up. So be a part of my reality, cause you the one I'm dreaming of.
What you do, and it don't feel wrong, then I'ma get right to it.
Used to be best friends.
Now, we done turned strength. Early relationship, trouble, man. We kiss, we fight, we make up again. How that happen? Fuck.
Love and war. Guns and roses. Love and war. Guns and roses.
Trust get you killed. Love get you hurt. Being real get you hated. Who could debate it? Trust get you killed. Love get you hurt. Being real get you hated. Who could debate it? Trust get you killed. Love get you hurt. Being real get you hated. Who could debate it? Trust get you killed. Love get you hurt. It's like guns and roses.
Take all my hands out of my quick playing games. You know when I die, that's the legend all the fame. Remind of my ex, don't cop a petty chain. We can't put talents of diamond on the grain. Do it me in the day. I was caught up in your frame. Nowadays, my brain, me and dollars to the frame. You had me on your track, but the loss is the same. Everybody wanna hang for the same, so strange. I remember when a nigga had to wear the bus stop. It was so damn cold, ice on me dreadlock. For a bad yellow bitch, had to break in the box. Nah, nigga on top, got a break out the box. Get him still with your man, cause it's just need help. Me and him go to one, like we bout to win the bill. But we both gotta see how your heart really feels. Gotta leave your ass, we're killing myself.
Number two, family flat, with a church on a corner. Now me in Roseville, waiting on the corner. New Year's Eve, my sale, a snack, get drunk, smoke, lie, have sex with an act. No thanks, he's wet, so I never went back. Pussy so good, he'll come back. Polly P, you know me, and I ride this on me. Guarantee that, bet that, he wet that. That hit, I get that, he ate that. Don't debate that, accept that. Love and word, respect that. I direct you, neglect it. Too bad, I intercept it. You wrecked it, now you pass perfect. I suspect you protesting, so I suggest you digest the fact. I ain't going nowhere, I'll hold beware. I'm prepared, director's chair. You take directions instead. I swear there's no compare. I get the paper, I don't care, bitch, I am a goddess in here. You're such a novice in here. I think you promised in here.
Love and war. Guns and roses. Love and war. Guns and roses.
Get you hurt, being real, get you hated. Who could debate it? Trust get you killed. Love get you hurt, being real, get you hated. Who could debate it? Trust get you killed. Love get you hurt, being real, get you hated. Who could debate it? Trust get you killed. Love get you hurt, it's like guns and roses. Trust get you killed. Love get you hurt, being real, get you hated. Who could debate it? Trust get you killed. Love get you hurt, being real, get you hated. Who could debate it? Trust get you killed. Love get you hurt, being real, get you hated. Who could debate it? Trust get you killed. Love get you hurt, it's like guns and roses.
You said we'd get to the top.
Hint when you hear that tag, it's the kid with the pompous swag. It's two stars in that rag when I show that flag. It's Panama, baby. Big shout to my Wopa queen, Queen V, at Bang Out Radio. I see you, lady.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday. It's Hump Nights. Hold up. Dagger. Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, for sure, for sure. So I guess we officially getting the West Coast Wednesday. Rolling with this nigga West with it, man. What happened to the geeks out here? You know, was trying to open up the house on Denver, but met up with my nigga in the streets real quick. So everybody smoke some weed, chop up some shit out here on West Coast Wednesday some night. So yeah, and then on the phone lines, if I'm not mistaken, let's see, straight out the Texas area. Let's see, hold up, come on. Let's be able to work now. You can work. See, this is the only thing about, see, when you move through the streets, you're moving at one spot that got internet, and you go like two blocks over, and it's going to be all slow and shit. Hold on. See, that's my man, Levi. I'm trying to get my man in. Give us a minute, Levi. Sorry, man. As soon as the clock's in, man, I'll let you know. If that's you, if that's not Levi, then I apologize wherever that is, but I think that's Levi. I can recognize certain numbers, so. But in the interim, while we get back situated, before we get this whoopie popping and everything. What's going on with you, Queen? What you sipping for tonight?
I'm about to go back and polish off that bottle 1800.
Oh, okay, yeah, finish that off. I got some of the same shit, too. I got it with me. I got to get to it, though. But see, I'm more of a smoker than a drinker anyway, so if I'm going to smoke it, I'm good. But, man... First thing, I had a few things I wanted to discuss, but I guess the first thing I want to talk about, since we just saw a couple of them out here on the street. You know what, nigga? Prostitution. Prostitution, number one. We all know prostitution has been the number one job that's been in existence for I don't know how long. You know what I mean? Prostitution, but, like I said, there are only certain areas where it's officially legal. You know what I mean? Vegas is one of them. You know, it's legal out there. Nigga, I was coming down West last night. You would have thought it was legal in the hood. Nigga, I'm like, I'm looking at this shit up down the street. Nigga, I'm thinking like, did they get legal in LA? Nigga, that's how many hoes was out. That's how many was out. Like, and you said, nigga, out there, butt ass naked, nigga, like this is, you ever see that show like what was it, Tips Up, Hoes Down, or Hookers on the Point, or you ever see that shit that used to come on HBO and shit? Right, Queen, you ever seen these things? You seen these shows?
I've never actually seen those shows like that, no.
Talk to actual prostitutes and get them in the car, you know, got to tell them their stories and shit, everything, how long they've been out there, who they been in you know, get the whole background on these bitches, right? But these are the places that are legal. You know what I mean? It's like us driving around with the camera and we will up on it like we're doing this documentary like right now, bitch, or the whoop or whatever. But this is where it's legal. But where it's legal at, like I said, these bitches is out here, like I said, just walking around in straight G-strings, titties out. You know what I mean? Whoop and everything.
That's because they can.
Right. But they was doing that on Western last night. When did this shit become legal in L.A.? This shit all time. And I'm like, and I mean,
it was probably a beautiful summer night. They had to make their money. Shit.
And I'm talking, my nigga, like, I mean, we don't, you got two, like, you know how you got the full court, like, you have the stoplight, right? I mean, I can't get no shit in your reception back there, man, at least right now. But, motherfucker, right, so we on the street corner, like we parked. You parked at the stoplight. You know, you got your corner, the corner on to your left. And the two points, you know, you got the four corners. Nigga, I'm parked in the park. I'm stopped at the stoplight. Nigga, and there's like two, one, like, loaded up right there. There's a walk in. There's some bitches getting out of cars. I'm like, it's popping. Like, it's legal. I'm like, and then to add even further to it, like I said, all these bitches is out here. You already know. You can always tell how good a couple is and how a lot of bitches. Just like, what kind of shit they out there doing? Hey. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. Hold on. I got to take that call real quick. Queen, say something real quick. Pose real quick. I'm going to be right back.
I'm sorry. You said what now? And nobody's on the line? Okay, Give me a second. I'm actually at McDonald's ordering. Hold on, man. Can I get 2 McDoubles, a medium fry? Let's see. Another McDouble. Can I get a small fry? Can I get a large Sprite, no ice? And two caramel sundaes. That's it. She did get it right. Thank you. All right, y'all. I'm so sorry. I'm at the drive-thru ordering, trying to make sure everybody eating stuff. I apologize to y'all for that. I ain't doing shit. Just rolling through the streets. I'm about to go back to the house and get me my bottle and drink. Gotta go early in the morning. But, yeah. I don't know what the hell is going on. Everybody just disappeared on you, girl. I was trying to pay attention real quick and hurry up and order my food up. And then all of a sudden, everybody just disappeared. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got a new phone. I got my phone back, y'all. Oh, it was a horse. No, not from Six Flags. I'm sorry, y'all. I got my little cousin on the line. Okay, say hi. Say hi to the people, Casey.
Sorry about that.
No, don't be embarrassed. Say hi to the people, Casey. Cousin embarrassed, y'all. Don't want to say hi to the people. What's up? Hello? Hello? Oh, okay. Anyway, but she was asking me about my phone. But, yeah, no, I didn't get it back from Six Flags. I had to end up paying $175 to get my phone back. So I just got it back today. So I'm hyped. Hello?
My bad. We're back. My bad. I apologize.
Oh,
you know,
okay. We're back.
Okay. But, yeah, well, we're talking about prostitutes, right? Prostitution shit.
Yeah, you were talking about prostitutes. That's what you were talking about. Yeah.
But, yeah, these bitches, man, like I said, and then what I was really tripping about is that, like I said, you could tell how long it's been out there. Like, there were some ones that was like, ooh. You know what I mean? You fresh. You gotta be fresh. Because if you've been out there for some years, you can see the difference between the ones that, you know, been out there for some years, right? Like, they bitches that's out there fresh, that's like, that are new, that are kind of excited about it or whatever, and they're out there, you know, waving at cars when they walk by, you know what I mean, flashing their ass and shit, you know, got a little pep in their step in their heels when they walking down the stroll and shit or whatever. But you see the old, like, the older maybe experienced bitches or whatever, you know, they just like, whatever. But you know why the difference though is, right? Because bitches that's been out there for years, they got the regular motherfuckers that really do be coming out there looking for. You know, they know that they little tricks or whatever is just going to come around and say what's up to them and be like, okay, they're going to get their little money or whatever. Like, the new bitches gotta get out there and, you know, like, hey, look, see me. But I'm just tripping out. And then when I saw the pregnant bitch, that was the whole thing.
Oh,
I was talking about before.
No.
I know they don't give a fuck, but I've said it before, but I'm going to ask again. Who buys pregnant pussy off the street?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I want to know who that motherfucker is.
It's got to be an old motherfucker.
I want to know who that is. And my thing is, if you're paying for pussy, right, if you're about to actually literally pay for it off the street, like I said, with the selection that at least I saw.
I would have got me a
bag. Yeah, you're about to pick the pregnant bitch.
Hell no.
Why is you going to pick the pregnant one out of all the motherfuckers?
It's probably cheaper.
That's horrible. Hell no, that's horrible.
More expensive.
Who?
Like, what?
The pimp got her pregnant?
A little bit more expensive.
This is the pornos, but I mean, on the porno, it's different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you getting paid to go to a little studio or something or whatever, get your fuck on real quick or whatever for some petty shit or whatever, okay, that's one thing. You know, I'll give it that one. That's okay. But, nigga,
no, it's not. I feel like this. As a woman, how the fuck you going to let some other nigga's dick just ram all in your baby head and shit? That's fucked up. Like, it's not even his daddy's dick. Like, that's me.
It ain't my baby.
Oh, my gosh. That's so horrible.
Yeah,
the hell?
You guys tell me, You gotta tell him she was drunk when we found her.
But
I don't But that's the part I don't get is how you buy it. What the fuck did I just do that weed? It's gonna piss me off. Cause you handed me that container, right? It's in the seat.
It's right here.
You got it. You see it? Yeah, I'm blind and shit. Thank you. But I don't understand. But that to buy it off the street though. That's it. You know, it's like. It's like you go and buy electronics, right? You know, I mean, you know how good somebody, a salesman has to be or whatever to sell you, like, some kind of electronic off the street or whatever, or you just really got to be looking for some kind of deal or something like that or whatever to go to Hustle Man on the street. You know what I mean? I would think, Nick, if you buying something, right, don't you want to take pride in what you buying a little bit, even if it's a bitch? You know what I mean? Like, don't you want, like
I want a
if I'm paying one, I want the baddest bitch out there on the stroll, you know what I mean? Like,
But I heard pregnant pussy is the best pussy. Like, I keep hearing that.
I've heard that, too. I wouldn't know nothing about it. Because my thing is, it's like, I don't, once, even with girls, I fucked a pregnant girl before, but she wasn't pregnant like that. You know what I mean? She was pregnant, but the stomach was a bit. You know, once you become fat, then I consider you fat until you drop the kid. And then I don't fuck with fat bitches. No offense, but you fat.
That's so rude. They're not fat. They're walking fat. Miracle. They're growing a human and shit. They're not fat. That's rude.
They is fat.
I wish a nigga would call me fat while I'm fucking carrying a baby. I'm punching the dog shit out of
your ass. I ain't gonna say it to your face. I wouldn't say it to you,
that's
but you still
so
fat.
That's so rude.
I mean, if you
so fucking rude.
So I can't even fuck a fat girl, man, or a fat girl, what do you mean? It's got to be like the little side, you know, it's going to be the lazy sideways action or something like that. Like, I cannot see your stomach. That's what I can't.
Oh, my God.
However we do this, we need to make it so I cannot see your stomach.
Make her lay
sideways,
stomach. Lay
sideways, doggy style, and put your butt real up and, you know, get on your arms and your elbows, stay off your stomach or whatever.
Put
that
pillow on her stomach, to lay on that pillow so you can't see nothing.
Like I said, I don't know, but I can't, because I can't do it, man. I'm sorry, it's a turn off. I'm sorry, it's supposed to be like, this is my whoop or whatever, say it was my girl and this, that, or whoop or whatever. Or, you know what I mean, need a life. Because, look, when it comes to fucking, Dagger go, you know, I go in. You know what I mean? I go in, and you can't, I don't like fucking with restrictions.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't like that shit either.
You know what I mean? I hate fucking with restrictions, you know, or how bitches, you know, some bitches can't take the dick, so they be trying to push you off of them or whatever, like trying to, they put their hand right here on your pelvis, like, nigga, you dig into, like, bitch, when are you stopping me? I'm at work. You know what I mean? Like,
I have a couple of ice.
What you? Oh, she out there getting it.
She's about to turn up.
Yeah,
man.
But I'm like, I hate restricted sex. Or it's like, or bitches be like, I'm hurt or something, or some hurt, so we just
don't
can't do it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care.
I'm going hard.
I don't care. I'm sorry.
I'm going to fuck you. Give me that pussy. Be fair for the breakdown. It's going down. I ain't worried about nothing.
Because that's the shit that I just don't like. So, I mean, pregnant pussy is restricted pussy.
No.
I
have the
they pregnant. Yeah.
Can I have a
couple
of ice?
For the baby.
No, yeah, that's
a couple
one.
Of ice.
What?
Fuck.
That's the one thing about fucking pregnant bitches is that you don't got to worry about getting them pregnant because they're already pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, so.
Oh hell no! What?
See,
but then you have those rare cages and you got bitches with two uteruses and shit. Fuck around and have dumb shit happen to you.
That's some other shit. I mean, you can skeet all in. I heard you can skeet all in the pregnant bitch. And you ain't got to worry about getting pregnant because you're already pregnant. So you ain't got to worry about not.
Not to be like that, but pregnant bitches got good pussy, man. Tell me real shit.
You have ice?
That's why they pregnant.
Yeah, they got some good pussy, though. That should just be like. Wet, like.
Oh.
Making
the wet noise.
Yeah.
Hold up. This is going to work.
Do you guys like that noise? Quick question, since we talk about it. Do you guys like that noise?
What, the wet pussy noise? Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, and like the little, you know, the after effects,
the fart?
They call it, what's
your fart?
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Now see, I don't know. Let's see. I love wet pussy sounds. You know what I mean? Because there's nothing worse. You ever been fucking? You ever fuck a bitch like so? Or you know? Because I mean, sometimes you know, nigga, to getting it in. You know, it go a little marathon.
You know,
you ever been with a bitch who pussy couldn't hang, and that shit like kind of dry or whatever, or get that like that.
Thank you. Third time.
That's not the
yes.
It's like,
that's part of my order too.
You know.
Like, bitch, what's wrong with your pussy? Like, you know what I mean? Like, talk to it, wet it up, do something. Hold on.
It's
going to work real quick. Let's see if this is going to work real quick. You going to get in there? Hold on.
Can you make sure that he needs the help? I'm sorry, y'all. Okay. I'm sorry, y'all. Give me a second.
Yeah. You're just doing all kind of other shit. You ain't talking about pregnant pussy or nothing. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Man, that part.
I like the wet pussy sound. I don't know about the pussy part, but I mean, that shit scares me sometimes.
I mean, it depends on
it scares me sometimes. Oh, wait, there we go.
You didn't answer me about the pussy fart noise. Do you like that? that question was not answered.
Wait, hold on. I want you to listen. Is this Levi?
You
think
he's
yeah, man.
Yeah, it is my nigga. I'm going down. Chilling, Max, and relaxing. What's going down on your end, man?
Hi, Levi. How you doing? Sorry.
What's up? Man, you know me.
Yeah.
I was just making it happen.
As you should, man. With all the shit coming down the pipeline, man. I'm on three of them motherfuckers, man. I can't wait. I'm just waiting for it to all drop.
Yeah. Shit, man. I'm surprised you ain't dropped the one we just did.
Man, I'm not. You said there was one more verse on it, man. I'm gonna wait. You know what I mean? It's already hard, but I mean, we gonna wait because I don't want to give them that and then give it to them again with the added verse. They gonna have to wait. I know I'm on it, and I know it's hard. That's all that matters. So on my end, so they can wait for the finished product, man. Because like I said, when you got that fire, you know what I mean. You don't burn these up right away. Like, you know, they're gonna be scared of it.
Yeah, but you, I mean. They don't know what to do with that breeze, man. They ain't gonna know what to do.
No, they don't. They don't. But I may do it on Sunday, man. I may let it leak on Sunday. We'll see how it works out there, man. So
we should do the other one. Nothing to lose. I gotta sing that one.
Okay. Oh yeah. See, like I said, if it's done, then we'll do the one that's done.
Yeah. That one's all the way
finished. Okay, for sure, yes. Make sure you shoot that to me and shit.
All right.
And this nigga West with it hollering at people in the background. Don't mind my nigga in the background talking to the people on the phone and shit. It is hump night, so we're all trying to get it in real quick. But I'm going to ask a pussy fart question. Now, it depends. Now, I don't know. It is kind of weird for me. It's a weird sound, but since I know where it's coming from, it doesn't bother me. I can't say that I actually like it, but I can't say that I don't like it either. I don't know. It's just one of those things that happens to me. You know, that's
in my...
No, it doesn't bother me. I mean, because I know what it is. If it was one of those, if I just heard that sound and I didn't know I was just fucking or whatever, something like that, then there might be a problem. Like, what the fuck was that? Like, you know, But we all know how it go. I mean, you might be taking it down or whatever, you know, tagging it real good, you know, the big slip out or whatever. You try to get it back in, get that air in there with it or whatever. You know, we all know how it goes down sometimes. I mean, but at the same time, it's like, it's one of those, as long as you have the understanding to me that it's okay. What's the word when you don't care either way? I'm not saying I don't care, but, Well, I'll just say I'm always on the fence about it. It doesn't bother me. At the same time, it's not, like, attractive either. It's just one of those things that happens.
I don't know. As a female, that's kind of embarrassing. I don't like the noise.
Wait, to females, it's like what?
I said as a female, I don't like the noise. I was like, it's kind of embarrassing. I don't like the shit. Like, when the shit very first happened to me, I was like, what the fuck was that? And he laughed. It was like, oh, I was deep in that shit, huh? Like, okay. That's what that means? Okay. But
that's
like,
not necessarily what that means.
But personally, when the shit happens, I'm just like, I'd be kind of embarrassed, but then I'd be like, well, whatever, nigga. You know what we was in here doing. Fuck you.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, with the pussy parts, I think it's after the fact, right? If you really taxed it and you bust and whatever, then you pull out. And then the pussy farts after that, that means I think the girl's still coming or something, right? Or that means she's still feeling the aftershocks or whatever, or something like that, I think. If my sex game is all right, it's all point. So.
That's embarrassing. But yeah.
It's like aftershocks. You know, you get the earthquake, and then after the earthquake, you know, you get a couple of aftershocks. So I think that's what. Now, if it happens during the process or happens way entirely too much or whatever, y'all gotta be careful. There's something wrong. That pussy is just way too, it got way too much air. You know, it's too loose. It's too much space in that motherfucker. If that shit happens every time you pull it, go in and out of something, then there's a problem.
Yeah, no. I don't like it. No.
And speaking of why pussies, this is on the pussy subject right now. Speaking of why pussies, is it attractive? Like I said, girls feel that the more they can do their pussy, the more attractive it is in a sense. I guess, and I don't think I agree.
Wait! Say that again. I'm sorry, you were breaking up on my end.
I feel that some women believe, maybe this is more ratchet hoes I'm talking to or whatever and everything like that. But I feel a lot of women believe the more that they can do with their pussy, the better it is. And I don't believe, and this is what I mean by that. Like I said, you know, there's these girls up here that be like, you know, my pussy is so, you know, I got so much pussy control and stuff like that. Like I can stick a whole football up my pussy. Why is that a good thing?
That is disgusting. And
my
wife have checked out on that. Like, no, bitch, that's nasty.
Or people that be all into that fisting, like, you know what I mean? Like, this one thing. Like, see,
yo, shit is disgusting. Hannah, that shit's nasty. I seen a nigga dump his whole wristwatch up a bitch. Like, take it. Like, that shit is so gross.
But here's the thing. It has to be a female that leads a nigga into something like that. I mean, in my opinion, because, look, I said Dagger's a true freak. Dagger's a big freak. So, you know, I be doing my little finger, you know, girls with the little fingers or whatever. You know, one finger, you know, two fingers. But then I've been in situations where the girl be like, no, put another one in there. And I'm like, how many, like, maybe I'm wrong. It's like, okay. Once I go past two fingers, I'm start thinking about two or three fingers. You know, if it takes more than two fingers for you to get any kind of feeling in this pussy and shit or whatever, for it to feel good, because again, I don't.
She's fucking. Damn it. Sorry.
You know, that's nothing you just do naturally. Like, okay, I'm gonna finger bang this bitch and see what's up with her and get pretty fingers. You know what I mean? I'll be in there like one or two maybe, and then the female will be like, and then the female will ask me like, it isn't. Yeah, but it wasn't. That's what I'm saying. Now it ain't even that hot here. You got. A little bit? Okay. But then, like I said, naturally, I mean, what nigga just shoves, you know, three, four fingers in a bitch, right? Just off top, just straight up, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know that part, but what I'm saying is then, so you start off with one or two, but it's the female, like, I've been in situations where the female's like, put another one in. Now, I'm not saying I'm not for it, you know what I mean? Because I do, but you think a little different, right? Like, hold up. Like, what kind of bitch am I dealing with here? Like, hold up. Like, this bitch wants me to stick, like, three, four fingers in it. Like, just on top. You know what I mean? Like, niggas be always be so into shit sometimes that they don't see. They just want the pussy. They don't see past the pussy. Like, niggas, you know what I'm saying? By her saying that she wants to hold my fingers up there, that bitch done some shit. She done been some shit in her history. She can only get off by having a whole nigga wrist deep in her and shit up there and everything like that. Or bitch, are you trying to impress me? This isn't impressing me, though. You know, that's not attractive, like, to me. Like, or what niggas is you dealing with that think this is attractive? Well, you know, like, the bitches that, like, you know what, you put a bottle on the ground, you know, face up, I could squat down and pick up the bottle with my pussy and shit, like,
You know, like, that shit is not, that's a cool little trick you can do, bitch, like, congratulations, like, you want a cookie or something, but is that supposed to make me be like, oh, damn, you a bad bitch? You know, motherfuckers got the definition twist. But one thing that was sexy, though, but I still felt some kind of, one thing I did, like, maybe you ever seen this picture, you ever seen this video. You ever seen the bitches that can smoke cigarettes with their pussy? Now, them bitches got, and that shit is bummer. I'm sorry, that shit is kind of, I'm sorry, I admit it. That shit's kind of cute to me.
Ew,
I mean, somebody,
what the fuck?
Pelvic area, You know what I mean? It's not supposed to be all like that unless you really, you know, in there smashing it up or something. You know what I mean? It's supposed to be, you know what I mean? You got to know, you got niggas, there's some niggas shit on this side of things. You know, this is our niggas thing. But, so it's dark, so I'm thinking this, I'm like, oh, this bitch may be leaking or whatever. And I'm the type of nigga, I check. You know what I mean? I don't like the blood situation. You know what I mean? That shit does not work with me. And then that's it. These bitches that be like, yeah, I got to bring it up again because it's nice.
Bitch, we still telling you to fuck them.
Yeah, well, it's okay. Or I just got off, or we can just put down the towel. Why am I putting down the towel? What the, like?
And one bitch told me, like, I'm still spying. I'm like, well, that means you ain't get off your chair.
Yeah,
like,
I'm still spying.
I'm spying right now. Like, well, you got a condom on. I don't give a fuck, man. Dick and blood do not match. She don't go to
or a condom, yeah, just put a condom on. What's the condom? That don't got nothing to do with blood. Like, what the condom got to do with anything? Like, that shit is...
She threw that shit.
I know, but the crazy part is there are niggas out there who do that shit. Like,
yeah, we know.
They be old. They don't give a fuck.
Like it's, there's niggas out here who will
eat a girl out of the
that.
That's a
good. Wow.
Oh. Yeah.
That means out there that shit and not give a fuck. They be out there.
Never again. If you put your mouth on my pussy while it's bleeding, you will never open up your mouth and talk to me again. I
that's
swear.
This shit is out, but them niggas be all. You know what they used to do with bitches back in the day, nigga. I read this shit on, you know, this is history, nigga. Let's have a history lesson since we gotta talk about bitches and periods and shit, like, niggas. Like I said, we don't usually talk about this, but since we on the subject, man, you know, back in the day, nigga, there used to be a separate hut, nigga, little house or a little shit that's built separate from the house, nigga. So when bitches was on their shit or they had their little, you know. Because, you know, but back in the day, they didn't really know what, you know, they've been bleeding for years, millenniums, my nigga, you know what I mean? They've often been bleeding. There ain't nothing new with shit, right? So, but back in the day, the motherfuckers didn't know how to deal with that shit. You know, motherfuckers didn't know how to deal with this shit, deal with it, you know, and all everything. You know, motherfuckers dealt with it in different ways. And one of the most popular ways the shit was dealt with, nigga, like I said, you had your main house, hut, or village, woo-woo, whatever, and then you had the hut. Nigga, that's the... Nigga, when she's on her shit, bitch, go to your hut.
Damn.
You go over there, and when you're done, you come back. You know what I mean? I don't see nothing wrong with that.
That's
I'm sorry. Because bitches be all sometimes when they go through that. Man, like, you know, it's like... like
hey,
go to your hut.
Don't
deal
talk
with your
about
issues,
it.
Deal with your issues. Deal with your emotions. Deal with your problems. Leak it out. But, yeah, we're going to stop talking about that. We're going to play some music. We'll be right back. We got to get off this subject, man. I got time. But I'm just saying, like, I like that, though. Just go to your... Because, you know,
Hold on one second.
Because it was a time where the woman was to be left alone. That's the point. Leave her alone. She cramping. She got problems. She got issues. You know what I mean? She want to talk shit. She want to, you know what I mean? Leave her alone. Go over there. Go handle that over there. Goodbye. Let me when you feel better. I don't see nothing wrong with that. That's kind of like my mannerisms when it comes to shit, just in general. Like, bitch, you got an issue, go handle that shit or whatever. Calm down, woo-sah. When you over it, come out at me. Because like you was talking about earlier, niggas don't want to have issues or problems. Like I said, this is your problem. That's between you and Mother Nature. Like I said, that's part of it. Like, what else is called being a girl? It's like they always say, niggas got to deal with shit, girls got to deal with shit. But at the same time, it's like, come on. Every month, right? Like, she used to this shit by now since she was, what, 12, 13? What the fuck are you complaining about? All right. Like, come on. Like, it's not like... What you want to hurry up and get to 50? What is it, menopause? You want to hit 50 and shit where you don't have them no more and everything's just dried up, right? But you got to worry about it no more. So you want to jump to that? Like, what is it? Like, I don't know. I'm sorry. Because I got no sympathy on the key word.
I don't know because y'all don't go through that shit. That shit is painful. That shit makes you fucking crazy. Fuck all that shit.
So go to your hut. Exactly. So we'll be right back, y'all. What's up, man? Dagger, Queen, West Witty hanging out. We'll be right back.
And I agree with you about what they call music.
Anything you want, baby.
Honey, pray me,
be in the building.
Let my niggas roll the kush up. Let my niggas pour them drinks up. Cause we try to get fucked up. Your main bitch might get took, bruh. Cause we in here. Got the money on deck. Got the kush on deck.
We in here.
Got the cash on deck.
Let them bitches know that we in here.
Got the money on deck.
Let them niggas know that we in here.
Got the kush on deck.
Everybody asks the same question, turn down for what? Me and my niggas turn, we don't give a fuck.
Bottle at the bottom, them sparkles with the models.
Your main bitch choosing, the money is the muscle.
And we celebrate the hustle, cause a nigga getting paid. And the bitches on deck, so a nigga gon' get laid. And them bitches gon' love it, and you haters gon' hate. It's so wrong, but so
let my niggas roll the kush up. Let my niggas pour them drinks up. Cause we try to get fucked up. Your main bitch might get took, bruh. Cause we in here.
Got the money on deck. Got the cash on deck.
We in here.
Got the cash on deck.
Let them bitches know that we in here.
Got the money on deck.
Let them niggas know that we in here.
Got the cash on deck.
Cause we in here.
Ooh, little mama, ooh, little mama like that. She know she bad as fuck.
She eyeing me, I know I'm bound to fuck. She let me in it, she let me in it. And baby, I'm a treat, so I might just make it.
And we celebrate the hustle, cause a nigga getting paid. And them bitches on deck, so a nigga don't get laid. And my thugs up in this bitch, so you can catch a face. It's so long, talking so wrong.
Let my niggas roll the kush up. Let my niggas pour them drinks up. Try to get fucked up. Your main bitch might get took, bruh. Cause we in here.
Got the money on deck. Got the cash on deck.
We in here.
Got the cash on deck.
Let them bitches know that we in here.
Got the money on deck.
Let them niggas know that we in here.
Got the cash on deck.
Let my niggas roll the kush up. Let my niggas pour them drinks up. Cause we try to get fucked up. Your main bitch might get took, bruh. Cause we in here.
Got the money on deck. Got the cash on deck.
We in here.
Got the cash on deck.
Let them bitches know that we in here.
Got the money on deck.
Let them niggas know that we in here.
Got the cash on deck.
Cause we in here.
Alright, hold on, y'all. We just gonna jump right into the Daggers double play. That's it. We have made it to the hour mark so far. So let's see. Now, I know, like I said, it is something nice, but I want to talk about my inner demons while I'm smoking, so I get want to do it myself. Let's go.
Bitches.
Yeah. See, that's the cold part. Wait, I can talk about my inner. They don't work. Come on. It was all so good. If I do this, hold on. Let me try. If I do this first. I shouldn't have even been there. What's the fucking window going to do? But yeah, Cracky, just a second.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. See? That's not what I want. There we go.
Hi.
Story over.
Close the book.
I wonder who would even care when I'm buried, who would go. It's like we in
in the lobby.
Hoes fighting at my funeral?
Cremated nigga, mix my ashes with the weed seeds. Grow me up, smoke dagger till your heart bleed. My pedigree is special mix, so fuck you and don't give a shit. Add us a player and don't forget, never trust a bitch. Now I gotta stop, can't be giving out the recipe. And had these niggas telling all the bitches that they 40 be. Nope, only one of me, imagine if I had a twin. Fuck one, fuck both, same time.
Get it in, use all my energies, gotta let them out. Niggas talking shit, getting knocked out. Smoke it till I reach the ceiling. Keeps my trigger bigger for feeding. Yup, these are my enemies. Gotta let them out. Bitches talking shit, getting knocked out. Smoke it till I reach the ceiling. Keeps my trigger bigger for feeding.
Mr. Quick to cut a bitch and Mr. Never trust a bitch. I wanna punch a bitch
and shove my fist down her esophagus.
Rip off a list for lines, kill myself or even trying. Selling me your false hopes and dreams, I ain't never buying. Right now you shouldn't be dying, stupid bitch, I let it go before. Now you get the shit again. Snatch her up, tie her up, pop the trunk, throw her in. Bound to gag, black mask, now I'm ready. Time to pay the price, I slice and dice a bitch with butter knives. Sell her to the rapist, since you always fucking other guys. You told so many lies that I would never hear you out. Grab your tongue, rip it out, still won't shut your fucking mouth. Get a tube of super glue, this is what I do to hoes. Pour it on their pussy, maybe now you keep them wet clothes. You still ain't getting nothing, stupid bitches die hoping. Let them other niggas pay and talk to bust that pussy over.
These are my enemies, gotta let them out. Niggas talking shit, getting knocked out. Smoke it till I reach the ceiling. Keeps my trigger bigger for feeding. Yup, these are my enemies, gotta let them out. Bitches talking shit, getting knocked out.
I'm just a psychopath and now I'm on a cycle beat. I'm like a heart keeping blood flowing through these city streets. Can't be weak or even sleep. Built my house on Schitt's Creek. My life is like a living hell, but human torch can handle heat. I just ain't never sober. Keep these bitches bending over. All you niggas think you spit fire.
Meet the flamethrower.
I just be chilling out. I implode, don't explode. Use a bitch's face to bust loads. Even
Mr. Freezer call me cold.
I'm just too old for this. Fuck a bitch, smoke cannabis. I realize that none of you bitches will ever handle this. I'm just a lost soul, been walking for a long time. Don't even know my destination. I will never break stride. I just rep that west side. Win again. Never trust a bitch again, cause bitches do their own thing. I step and let my nuts hang. They listen, but I don't see. These are my
inner demons.
And since my nigga Westwood is sitting right here next to me and we smoking the chill weed, we just gonna keep it rolling like this. Hopefully, let me put that up. I hold my hand up.
Yeah.
Who bound?
That's right. 4DB with
who bound?
Fresh with it. West with it.
I got a big ass bitch, her name Mimi. She suck me every time she see me. I fucked last night in the backseat. Now she calling me, telling me she love me.
I got this east side bitch named Ashley. Sexy as fuck and she nasty. Ran into her homegirl Gabby. Hit a late night, that pussy cabby.
I got a Spanish bitch with big tits. She don't know my name, she call me Mister. I always fuck, I never kissed her.
Nope.
Now I'm tryna fuck her big booty sister.
Real nigga shit, check the status. Ronnie Max alive, I'm a savage.
Savage.
Your main bitch wanted, she can have it.
She can have it.
With a gang bitch, what's happening?
I got this dark skin bitch, she from Compton. She got a light skin friend who get it poppin'. One bad bitch is not an option.
Nope.
I'm taking two down with no problem.
These bitches ain't Lord, they joyful. Like Jennifer Latoya, one of these four yo. Know I'm from the source, so I'm royal. What's that pussy over, slick like Oreo.
All our bitches in the
it's
club.
It's not even just one bitch, damn.
But they can't stand each other.
Fuck. See these bitches go.
Who's gonna win?
Someone might get fucked up.
What nigga's gonna be hurt?
But we still not paranoid. We smoking, we drinking, don't care what no bitch thinking. We drinking, we smoking, gon' bust that pussy open. I wanted y'all to play it cool, but fuck it then, let's see or something. Look at all the masses in the titty tone, see him fumble, what a trouble. That's what she told me, bitches all piled up, should've had an orgy. Bitches get belligerent when they get the liquor, and I'm in the club with other bitches fucking on the same nigga. Now you wanna up and hit and tell the bitch to take a fade. I'ma hold the camera while I'm taking bets and getting paid.
On
the
road,
free for all is underway.
Turn the club into the cool thing.
Fists are swinging all around, stomp a face into the ground. Last bitch standing, I'll be signing another. All our bitches in the club.
It's not even just one bitch, damn.
But they can't stand each other.
Fuck. these bitches go.
Happy. Someone might get fucked up.
One nigga's gonna be hurt.
But we still not paranoid.
Man,
I
don't give
tell your bitch
fuck
to calm down, man. Fuck
come on,
that bitch.
We smoking, we drinking. Don't care what no bitch thinking. We drinking, we smoking.
What we gonna do?
Gonna bust that pussy open. We smoking, we drinking. Don't care what no bitch thinking. We drinking, we smoking.
What we gonna do?
Gonna bust that pussy open.
West Coast Wednesdays, hump night, on Bang Out Radio, with the dagger,
dagger,
and Queen
D.
This feel girl,
me is
so
real.
And you know I'm feeling freaky, so I'ma let dagger play,
yeah,
that,
dagger
song
play that song.
And we gon' get freaky,
we gon' get
tonight,
freaky tonight, baby.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, hump night, dagger, Queen, still good?
I don't know about good, but I'm here.
What the, wow, damn, what the fuck? Hold on, okay, West Wind is still hanging out, but damn, that was a quick change. What the fuck happened?
Right,
flip that switch.
Y'all know I was in McDonald's trying to get me some food so I could put something on my stomach before I tried to start drinking. Fucking, they asked me 6 times when I get to the, right after I order my food, what my order was. Y'all just took my money and then y'all forget what my order is. So then I get all the way back to the house and niggas wanted ice cream. They forgot my fucking ice cream. No, wait, before we even go there, I told she was forgetting my soda. So I told her I needed a large Sprite, no ice. So I see her do it. I take the soda. We go home. I'm like, I'm telling my little cousin, like, fuck, they forgot the fucking ice cream. I get there. I'm like, y'all fucked up my order. Y'all eat whatever, whatever. Oh, well, can you pull to the second window? I pulled to the second window, and the same little stupid white bitch who asked me 6 damn times what my order was, I told her, I was like, you forgot my fucking ice cream. She going to look at me and go, can I see your receipt? Bitch, you asked me what my order was 6 times because you didn't know what my order was, and I'm telling you, you forgot something, and now you want to see my receipt? Okay, I give her the receipt. So what can I get for my inconvenience because I didn't have to drive. Yeah, I didn't have to sit here forever, and then I had to drive all the way back. So then she starts hollering, and the manager comes up, and I was like, so is there something you can do? Uh-uh, ain't nothing we can do. Okay, what's your name? I need the corporate number. He was like, I don't have none of that. Can you move out of my drive-thru? Fuck no, I'm not moving out of your drive-thru. I turned off my car and sat there. Oh, I can call the police. Well, you can call the police. Call them. All of that while we was on music break. Come back home, my fries is cold, it's ice in my drink, I still don't, like, oh, I'm so mad, and I'm mad because I just spent $20, I just spent $20 in fucking McDonald's for them to completely fuck up my shit.
You know what they did? They fucked you in the drive-thru. Joe Pesci always said that. You just sit there and wait for the cops to show up, and they call the police?
No, they had gave me my ice cream and everything that I asked for because he wasn't going to call the police. He thought I was going to run away and be scared. I don't give a fuck. Call the police.
Okay. Well.
But I just spent $20 and shit not right. And it's not what I fucking wanted. Like, I'm pissed. I hate spending my money on shit and it's not fucking right.
Yeah, that's not good. But,
sorry, I didn't mean to bring down the mood. I didn't got in the house. I'm about to get the tequila popping because that's all I really wanted to do since we started the show and we are an hour in and I'm just now getting ready to start drinking.
Well. Saw some new porn today that was kind of interesting. You know, because I don't watch your basic, you know, we all know that I don't watch your basic shit. You know, I have to be somewhat entertained in some shape or form when it comes to my porn. So it takes certain shit to grab my attention. Now, have you seen this shit called, XXX, it's like XXX Pawn Shop or something like that, or XXX Pawn. I think that's what it is. You know, I give out, you know, when it comes to porn, I want y'all to go look at this shit, so I don't mind, you know, just shouting out websites, because I may be wrong, because I'm high as fuck right now, but
XXX Porn.
XXX Pawn.
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 Okay.
Why did this catch my attention? Why did it catch my attention? Because it's like a cross between You ever see that? What's that? What's that shit that comes on like A&E or some shit like the pawn shop dude with the two kids? It's, yeah. It's the old man with the wavy hair, or whatever,
yes.
And everything. You know,
it's called
it's like
yeah.
Pawn stars. Okay, there's that, and then you ever see the pornos where the guy does like a fake casting for girls? Like, yeah, come back here. We gotta take some pictures and woo, whatever. And gets it. Well, you can make like $5,000, but we got to see how you act on camera, and, you know, I'm the only one here, so we got to, you know what I'm talking about, right? Auditions or whatever, like backstage auditions or whatever, some shit like that, right? So they don't put both of these together. So, and again, I can never tell if it's real or not, if this is really all whatever, but here's the layout, right? Pawn shop. It's a pawn shop, and you're looking through the security cameras, at least at the beginning of, you know, in the actual pawn shop, right? Now, of course, the one dude who be fucking everybody, his face is blurred out, but you can see everybody else, right? And then just bad bitch walk in. Not bad, but, you know, there's the bitch, right? Bitch walk in, like, but the one I watched, she was like, first of all, she didn't even speak English. So he had this other dude in the first speaking Spanish translating this shit. But it was some Mexican bitch who was trying to pawn a gun, right? Like some old shotgun or something like that. So they're going back and forth about a rule board there. She's like, man, I want $300 for the shotgun. He's like, nah, I'm not giving you $300 for that. I'm like, nah, it's not going to work. Then he was like, you know, we can come back in, we can talk about it, take a closer look at it, you know, woo-woo board, whatever, you know, take this bitch in the little back room and shit or whatever, right? So, but then there's all cameras in there and everything, too, like, you know, all set up and shit or whatever. Now you got the guy in there translating shit, like, well, you can make $500, like, you know what I mean? Just like, and then just he beats it up in the back room and shit, in the back of the pawn shop, in his little office on the table and shit or whatever, you know, on the floor and everything like that. But then, you know, there's different episodes. You know, there's the there was one where supposedly some lesbian couple came in there. There's a lesbian couple that came in there, but now both of y'all is fucking him because, you know, they was trying to pawn some other shit or whatever it is. But it's like, nah, I mean, you can't do that, but we could probably do this, or, you know, I could probably get you this for this. It's just the fact that why it's so hard for me sometimes, because with enough money, and if you got it in your pants and you flash it in front of some bitches, I think you can get bitches to do that. You know what I mean? It's not like it can't go down like that.
I mean, especially if they don't know no fucking
English. But they don't know no bad. But, I mean, other ones smoking this. A bunch of white girls, you know, some white girls. You know, it's a different episode.
White girls is with it.
There's white
girls.
White girls is with it on top of it, especially if you throw some money in it, just icing on it. There wasn't some black girls on the website on that one, at least not yet. But it's just the fact that these motherfuckers that took it to the pawn shop. You know what I mean? Like, this is where it caught my attention, but still I'm not about to pay for a subscription to your shit, you know what I mean? I still not gonna pay for no subscription to your shit or nothing or anything, but it was a cool little concept, I guess, because I ain't seen that shit before. So this shit was just bonus. I wonder, it might be too much, but hold on. Queen, let me know at any time if you lose me, okay? Because I'm trying to do something else real quick. So if it just sound like
okay.
I just go all the way, if it just sound like I just go all the way out or something, just let me know.
Yeah. Got you. I'm sorry, y'all. I feel better now. I got this liquor in my system.
I'm trying to find this shit real quick because, I mean, this is why I wish we could go, like, this is why I wish I really had, like, an actual, like, studio with, like, camera set up and everything where niggas can go. Like, every time I got a chance to sit down, like, and I can put the camera on the screen if I'm loading up something, like, y'all, look at this shit. You know what I mean? Like, look at what I got to pull up. So, you know, we can all see it at the same time. It's just like my West right here next to me. I can show him, and he can react real quick. But, I mean, it's just, like you said, just go. But, see, I got three of them. Come on. So, I mean, I got to go to this dude's face, get to that dude's face, it does any of this, that, whatever. But, fuck it, that shit's low. Man, oh, there we go. Favorite section. It is. I mean, QTs is cool. I'm still not much of a titty fan.
Yeah, I'm
an ass man, but I mean, those are some cool titties right there. I mean, it's
cool,
like, it's nice titties. And shit like this. You know,
uh-huh.
What happened?
I just appreciate a good woman sometimes. Shit, that bitch look good. I'm going to say that bitch look good.
As you said. Oh, that's what it's called, Triple X Pawn. Okay, well, here we go. Let's see. Where is it? Look at this bitch, right?
Triple X Pawn? Okay, hold on one second.
Triple X Pawn. Oh, see, there you go. Yeah, Quincy. Look at that. Look, straight pawn shop, right? Like, ain't you ever seen this shit? Like... What the fuck is this over here on the right side?
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Can you see that?
All of this is going, yep, it all looks like the same little spot, too, or just different pawn shops, but they all look like they in the back.
No, I said it should be the same pawn shop.
Well, some of them don't look like they the same. Some of them look like they different.
Let's see how G'd up this phone is. If I could play the video while being on the phone, that's dope. Can you still hear me, Queen?
What happened?
Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, shit. That's dope. I'm supposed
to do that.
Nigga.
I was just saying, your shit didn't do that. Your shit was whack. My shit do that.
Can you hear
you can
video
play the video?
No,
I can't hear the video playing. Can you
okay.
still hear me?
Yeah,
okay,
we good. As long as you can hear me.
Oh, good. Because I can watch the video, too. Wait a minute. I'm watching the bitch get the gun.
Oh, okay. Like, see, little Mexican bitch, though, right? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, here, talk to my expert. Like, he's going to tell you about this gun. Like, basically trying to tell her, like, bitch, you ain't going to get shit for this, that you want for it. You know what I mean? Trying to convince her, like, this is my professional here. Like, but do bad bitches go to the pawn shops? I mean, she's not bad, but do bitches like that go in the pawn shops?
I like full-blown
probably. You know shit like that gotta happen every once in a while, though. Shit like that gotta happen every once in a while, because you know they got niggas who can't really go up in shit like that.
Like I said, she got some bling, that's what I'm saying. Like, but see, now look at him, he's giving her the, you know what, you're not going to get what you want for this, but we can, like, you know, maybe work something out of the back. You know, maybe some special arrangement type shit. Yeah, see, you know what I mean? Like, I do need this money. I am in a pawn shop, right? Like, yeah, let's go talk about this in the, you know, let's wrap this up. Go talk about this in the, you know, come on. Look.
Jack, how you stumble across this shit?
I just stumble across shit sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Browsing. You know, the bitch don't know nothing about guns. Like, she just trying to get that shit off and shit, right? So we're going to fast forward a little bit. But this is what I mean, like, and look, how you go from there to titties out, holding the gun? Like, come on!
Dagger, how long is your subscription for? Can I borrow it real quick?
I'm like, look at that subscription. Like, take a picture, you know?
But she's stupid. Look at that. I was banging
her
too.
You tried to cold. Damn.
It's dumb. That's why I believe part of me believes. That's why my part of me believes that some of this got to be kind of real, because bitches is dumb.
I mean, she's
when it comes to money, but at the same time, this shit can be so, like, you know, made for the TV. You know what I mean? At the same time, he could have paid that bitch way before just to come in there. But I don't know. And look. That's it.
I'm saying.
Come on. Really? All in the back of the pawn shop in the office, right?
Yeah.
Ain't on that bit.
No, he got the glasses that got the camera and the glasses. So that's how you get the POV, that we call that point of view. You know what I mean? So, you know, you switch to the point of view view. You know what I mean? That's like right here. It's like if I had a camera right here in these guys. That's why you always see the motherfuckers in the big, with the big glasses, the big thick ones. They be hiding cameras and shit in there. You know what I mean? But like, just on the table and shit.
Oh, and record shit like that. That would be popping.
Just dumb bitches.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, either she's dumb or she got paid or. You know what I mean? There's so many different ways that this can go, whatever, and everything. But at the same time, it's like, really? How easy is this? This is why I don't, this is why, you know what I mean? This is why I don't want to be out there like that, man. This shit is, you know how dumb bitches are, nigga? Like I said, all you can do is flash a little money, whatever, and everything like that. And nigga probably making bread off of just dumb bitches. Dumb bitches fucking in the back of his pawn shop. It's probably his pawn shop, too. If it's really his pawn shop, he just thought about it. Like, man, I could probably be fucking these bitches on camera and making some money in the back of my pawn shop. Why not?
Yeah, I'm looking like, damn, man, what's just happening?
Like, come on. But that's what I mean. Like,
right.
She came in there to pawn a fucking gun, my nigga, and look at what's going down.
But, you know what I'm saying? She could be. They could act it out.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking as well. Like, because it don't go down like that, right? It don't go down like that. Do it.
No, I don't think so.
Look on that, like.
I don't think it either. I mean, I ain't saying it ain't gonna never, it ain't never happen.
I think it's set up. I think it's staged.
Yeah, it's like.
Say, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, come on, like, okay.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting concept, though, right?
It is interesting, though. You can come in here and get your money. Get your study stuff, get your money in, get this work. You know, you can get it.
I'm sorry. My name is the
business. Name is the business. All right, well, we'll be right back. What else was it? Tom Nice, Dagger Queen, Westwood is still chilling out, man. And we're going to do it like this. I hope.
Yeah. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na. You know, sometimes in relationships, you go through your ups and downs, your highs and lows. Well, this is my story. Just want you to take some time out and listen.
Passionate words never spoken. And wounds have been reopened. The space that fills with things unsaid. The cross that left on earth right up the bed. Wishing that we could go back in time. When the things on your mind were unlocked.
I'm never loved it. And I wish I never fell so deep in love with you. And now there ain't no way we can be friends.
Some reception again. Give me a second. I just don't want no super dead airspace. Let's see. Hold on. Can we get it going? Make it happen. Come on. Give me something.
Some.
To get it. Well. I do apologize, but again, y'all know how it goes down here on Bang Out Radio. You never know what may transpire. So this is what's transpiring right now. So, damn it, I was just trying to enjoy my cigarette. And I ain't even got the spark yet. What about this one? Is that going to work?
ScottInstrumentals.com.
Do you know that I think you're beautiful, incredible? Do you know that I think you're wonderful? I bet you don't, 'cause you act like I don't love you no more. Act like I don't trust you for sure. Talk like I don't know you no more, no more. No, we can't rewind to get it back. So tell me, how am I to act when we had it all? We had it all.
Yeah.
Trying to get one more song in real quick, man. Y'all gotta still excuse me, cause this shit is like I said, this shit is. That's what happens when you're in the street trying to do a radio show over the internet. let's see what we get this time. How about this? Is that gonna work? Come on, give it to me. Makes me mad though. Like I said, if I was in the hills of my eyes, what if I had to really make a call? But I mean, I'm still on the phone, but what if I really need to like look up something? Come on, let me play. One of these motherfuckers gonna work. Man, it's fucking. This guy dude hit me up on Tango. I'm like, hey, homie, I'm not with that shit, man. Facts, yeah. I'm like, man, I'm not with that shit. So he hit me up. But, oh, okay, sorry. I got no problem with the gays. Just don't try to holler at niggas, man, because that's when niggas got a problem. Like I said, y'all do what y'all do. Stay where y'all at. Just no crossing over it whatsoever. Like, Cause niggas, there's niggas out there that be on the nigga, they on the low low out there, nigga, right now, nigga, the game is really fucked up right now, nigga. Like, there's a lot of shit going on, nigga. Like, so let's see, fuck it, hold on, let's see, can I get at least my calls back in? Can I get Queen back in? Is that gonna work?
That's why I just said.
Niggas is out here also, nigga, also really also other shit, nigga, like. I don't know why. I don't get it.
Hey, there's all these dudes that do. Those are smart bitches for me.
That's all I be thinking too. Oh, shit. I do what I want to do, but it's just,
Did you see that little shit where this nigga was gay? And this nigga had a baby. Now he's talking about he ain't gay no more and shit.
You ain't gay because you had a baby?
This nigga that had a fucking... It was like on the internet too and shit. Like this nigga was full blown gay. I'm talking about from the hair, all of that shit. Like, you know, not trying to disrespect him, but he's full blown.
But I mean, there's the gays that you don't know is gay, and there's the gay that's like, nigga, that motherfucking gay right there.
Like, I guess years, I don't know, like 2 or 3 or 4 years maybe passed by, and then this nigga ends up having sex with some bitch or whatever and get her pregnant. He's not gay no more. I'm like, nigga, don't back it off. Gay, nigga. Now you bi, nigga.
Yeah, okay.
He's 50-50 now. Nigga. Shit, right? It's on the internet. Oh, man, I forgot the name.
I mean, dude's like famous or some shit or whatever.
They even had him on the news, man.
He's on the news for being gay and then fucking a girl having a baby, and now they say he's not gay, he's bi, but he's on the, he made news for that. He's on TV for that.
Man,
this is shit.
Famous, man, in California, man. Anything
over nothing. Over nothing. What the fuck is that? That ain't shit.
Anything will make you famous.
That's not shit.
Then you ride on balls. You keep riding balls and just keep seeing that man. Like, I mean, that ain't the man. He's only out here. The man will famous and shit.
Over nothing.
Yeah. Like the homie say.
What if I try to master reset? No Queen probably mad at me. I can't get her in right now. I said, fucking internet, mama. Shit is crazy. And that jiggle ended out. It was just good. Shit just never.
Like in my house or
something. Oh, yes, I got it.
This is
calling me.
It's almost sad.
What it do? Like, I'm tired. I mean, one day. Long day tomorrow. But, shit. Was it something else I had? This is, look at that. You see, still get the little blue line going across the top. Okay, bam. Halfway, stop. Got the screen to reset.
Come on, you got that much longer to go. I know where you gonna turn your hotspot. I don't know if it's gonna make a difference. Let's try this first. Well, we acting like we working. Hello, spot phone. Where is he? He's inside. The phone's in the car. I'm still doing my radio show. What's up? Because you told I was doing my radio show earlier, right?
No,
oh, shit. Damn. My bad. Damn. So let me spot him. Hang on, man. Where the bitch is at?
At this time in my life.
Shit. I ain't got to do all the work. Yeah, that shit just will not connect. I mean, it reset, but it won't connect. That's crazy. Come on. You can do it. You can do it. I believe in you. Motherfucker, nah, that shit ain't gonna go. Yeah, that's crazy. Well, I'm not gonna be rude to Queen. I think we did a good show. So, let this shit roll out as it stands right now. Since we're having all these technical difficulties, I'm gonna personally apologize to Queen V. Alright? And we're going to call it a night for the night on this West Coast Wednesday. So again, thank you for tuning in, chilling out, hanging out with us tonight. Make sure you tune in for Fucking Friday. Tomorrow, turn out. What else we got going on? Slap Sundays. Triple M Show on Mondays. Turned up Tuesdays with the Hood Geeks. And then we're right back here next week on West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. All right? So thanks for hanging out. Yeah, good night. I hope everybody... at least helping on something, all right? Enjoy. We out.